You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And that's exactly take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. Happy 2025.
Yeah, welcome.
The year of the hoe. That's what we're going to call it.
Is that what we're calling it?
It's going to be the year of the hoe. So,
okay.
It's been a little bit since our last one.
Yeah, and it was right before Christmas.
It was right before Christmas. And
so I hope everybody had, you know, good holidays.
Absolutely. Obviously, it's been a little crazy for everybody. We had family coming into town. We, you know, had to be parents. Kids are out of school. All that kind of stuff. But, you know, we found out some gossip, I suppose, over the break that our next door neighbor has been like straight up calling people and being like, hey, did you know what they do for work?
Like,
I guess I'm showing my age by going like this.
You are.
But it feels
right. They have to slam the phone down.
Slam it down. But apparently, yeah, she's just been like, going and telling people to the point where, like, for months, to the point where, like, the PTO knows.
at the kids' school.
So we'd like to say thank you to them.
If you have supported.
I mean, really, thanks for, like, you know, taking away the ability for us to, you know,
control that narrative.
Control our own narrative.
Because, well, yes, we told everybody in our family and our, like, close circle of friends, we were just getting to know the people at school, in a sense. And
yeah, and it's not like we're predatory. We don't go after people. We're, you know, I mean, you and I both were such goody goods in high school, all through public schools, that I'm right. pretty sure neither of us ever got a referral, right?
No. Yeah.
Never got detention, never got anything like that.
I am not a rule breaker.
We are not the people that are supposed to be in this role.
Right.
But that's what makes this role
a lot of fun.
Fun for us and right. more interesting for other people, is because we're not the people that were like, hey, we're going to become porn stars, right?
Right.
So when you meet us, if you know us outside of it, and I think then if you find out what it is that we do, it's probably a bit of a surprise.
Right.
But what our job is has nothing to do with the rest of our life, right? Like, everything stays separated with the kids.
I mean, it's like another person's job. Like, okay, you, I mean, yes, we work from home, but if you go to the office, you work 9 to 5, you come home, that's done. And then you focus on school, or not on school, sorry, on family. It's the same thing. Like, we have separate lives. Our job does not make us who we are. It is not the only thing about us that makes us who we, like, I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does. But is, I mean, I think it needs to be said too. Like, it, this isn't really something that we, like, sought. You know, we right. weren't like, we're going to make a goal to one day become full-time adult creators.
No.
No, this just is something that just happened. And we're like, you know, is this something we want to turn down? No, absolutely not. Because our entire goal from the day that we've met has been to spend as much time with each other as possible.
Right.
And we tried to figure that out when I was doing real estate, right?
Right.
And we just...
It just didn't work.
It didn't work. It wasn't vibing. And for a while, we weren't sure that this was going to work in vibe. And then all of a sudden it clicked. And now it's like, as soon as, you know, the economy catches back up, we're going to be like, this is the best thing ever.
Right.
Because
I hope.
I know I'm happy. I get to yeah. wake up every day and I don't have to be like, oh, I've got to leave you, you right. know, and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I'm sorry that it makes my neighbors uncomfortable.
Shitty that they were the ones that, you know, felt the need to tell everybody. Cause like, I have to assume everybody at school knows, but like, I don't officially know, but like.
Yeah, but we've heard from other people that certain people know and they avoid us now and stuff like that.
And then other, like, people are like, I just don't care.
But
and
it's like, come fuck hang out you with though. Me. Like, why did you feel the need to go tell anybody? You know what right. I mean? It what sucks. And I hope that, you know, I'm assuming that people now know where our sites are. They're knowing to listen to our podcast.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Well, if they are, then let me go ahead and put this message out to them. The person who has spread this rumor has much more damning information
against them.
Or we have much more damning information against them than they ever have against us, which is why they're spreading this bullshit. We've never been mean to them. We've never done anything other than, you know, over communicate. And then
it'd be, you know, very like, what's the word?
It was a one-sided communication.
Yes. No, it was like, we were always inviting them to things and doing this and having their, you know, kids over to play or whatever. And never once.
Yeah. So like, the fact that they're all of a sudden going from like us being nice to them, us having not done anything wrong to them suddenly attacking us and like literally destroying our character to our neighbors and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we've got neighbors that will not look us in the eye anymore.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck, guys? Like, you knew us before this, but now because this douchebag neighbor comes and says, hey, did you know what they are doing? I mean, we've literally even heard that moms are coming up and grabbing other moms away from our group and pulling them away so that they don't have to be near us.
Right. But the moms that are being pulled away don't care, but they feel pressured to go with the other moms, and they, you know, end up making their way back to us. But
it's really,
it still sucks.
It's a really odd dynamic that I never really thought that I'd have to fully deal with. I mean, we'd always kind of talked about this being like our nightmare scenario. You know what I mean? Where everybody knows. And I will say, it is not the nightmare scenario.
No, but it still sucks. It still sucks.
It's not fair.
It's
just not fair. That's what it comes down to. But it's not going to stop me from doing what we're doing.
Right.
It's you know, if you really want to dive into this, like ethically, I've said it a thousand times. I know that we're on the ethical side of, you know, the industry. We do nothing illegal. I mean,
Right.
it just sucks.
There was something I was going to say, but now I forgot. It was about.
It's okay. Maybe it'll come to you.
Maybe it was about the school and the. Oh, part of me is like, you know, it's one of those things where like old me would have just crawled in a hole and died, knowing that everybody knows. And still part of me is like, yeah, that's kind of what I want to do. But at the same time, I'm like, do you stop showing up to school? No, because that's when they're going to start talking even more. So it's like, we just have to keep going. And
Well, here's the
like my
thing is,
friend said, it's eventually going to blow over. Something else is going to happen. And
we're not ashamed of what we do.
no, it's
Other
just
people are ashamed of what we
right.
do, or they're embarrassed, or they're uncomfortable by it. But, you know, our marriage is stronger than I'll put it up against anybody's, straight up. And I'll put our relationship with our kids up against anybody's too, because that is what, you know, as bass-ackwards as this might sound, the reason that we are in the adult industry is so we could focus on our family unit more. And that's exactly what we've done. We've got two fantastic, well-behaved, overachieving children. And they've got two parents that love each other unconditionally and love them unconditionally.
And are there for them for no matter what
So
they
I'm not
need.
sure why you wouldn't want somebody like us in your community. But I would say, hey, maybe reevaluate the facts and go after the person that's trying to kick us out of your community, because
Right. Because
we actually bring value to a
I'm sure
community.
that's what they're trying to do is to have us, run away with our tails tucked between our legs, but I'm not going anywhere. Like you can't scare me off. Like it's going to make them look like shitty people.
Because we know that we are good people. If you're going to judge us based on just our job, then okay, fine. You can think of however you want. We are far more than our job. And once you get to know us, you're going to realize that you've probably effed up. Because we're not going to be malicious. We're not going to like go off and do a full attack like you did, you know, where you called everybody individually and made a big deal about it. We'll just bide our time
Until you mess up.
until you mess up. And when the moment's right, we'll make sure it's known. So, and we're over, you know, the whole keeping our thoughts to ourselves. The same person used to break into conversations to try to interrupt
And it alienate
and
me.
alienate us. And if that happens again, if they're listening, just know you're going to be super fucking embarrassed.
Or if you know who it is that we're talking about, just word to the
Give them a
wise.
heads up, because
Don't fuck with us.
yeah, I will just embarrass you with facts without even ever having to lie about a single thing. Got nothing but proof and evidence. So I guess here's your truce. Like, if you're listening, you're spying in on us, you're spreading all this shit, I'm gonna tell you right now that shit needs to stop, or else it's gonna be super fucking embarrassing. On a brighter note,
I was like, so anyways.
it's just crazy that this is always what we have to deal with because of the industry. And for us, this isn't an industry that we had to enter into. We wanted to because of just some happenings. You know what I mean? We came from well-off families. So it's not like,
Ultra conservative,
right? It's not like,
like.
oh, poor them. They're doing this to survive. We are now because it's our main job. We made that decision, but like, it wasn't before.
You had a very successful
So don't
career,
feel
so.
pity for us. Don't feel anything like
Don't
that.
feel like, oh no, like I can't believe she's
He's,
forced
yeah,
in, you
exactly.
know,
The
she's
forced.
forced into this. She must hate it. Not the
This
case.
is us getting to do exactly what we want. We communicate with each other. We say, hey, would this be fun?
And
Would
it's
this not
not
be fun?
just about the adult industry. Like we're podcasters. We're like
We sell
on,
stuff now.
right. Like we
Yep.
are a lot more than just the adult creators.
It's our
It,
personality,
yes, it
really
started
is.
out that way, but like we've kind of molded what we want out of it into something successful and something that people like, whether, you know, they want it or not. Like, they know who we are. So, I don't know.
We're going to be replacing some of our advertisers within
Yep.
the first few months of this year. So we've stopped working with Firebody. We had a great time working with them. Have no qualms with them whatsoever.
Right.
But our promotion with them has stopped. Nude Pleasures was something that we were super excited to work with, and we'd reached out to several times. We got a pack of their stuff, can say, hey, it works.
But
But every time we keep reaching out to Morty, he tells us he's going to send us something or whatever. We never hear back,
or
and we're
never get it.
just tired of, even though their product works, we got to have that commitment back to
Consistency.
us. And without getting that back, we're just not going to do anything else with it. So we're going to cut ties with them unless they get back to us and keep up on their commitment with things. Again, it was a product I felt really confident
Right.
in, but the communication's not there, and it makes me feel like an asshole when I have to continually go back and forth on things. So I'm just not going to do it anymore. If they want to be part of this, they're welcome to be part of it. Our podcast has gotten a shit ton of views since October. The advertisers with us have gotten over 40,000 ad reads at a minute each. That's 40,000 minutes, essentially, of you and I reading ads
Right.
for free to companies
That are
that
not
are not reciprocating.
right.
So, if you are a company that is looking to get into this space,
Say we got some space.
we are taking these advertisements directly, because on top of everything else that we get kicked out of, Red Circle has decided that we are no longer allowed to actually monetize our ads through them because we sell adult content as pay-per-view. I'm sorry, it wasn't Red Circle, it's their payment processor, Stripe. What was really cool about that is they emailed us and said, hey, you're going to get kicked off the platform. But apparently that was just Stripe that said that and not Red Circle. Red Circle didn't know anything about the email that Stripe sent me for an entire week.
Jeez.
So here I am thinking I'm going to lose my entire podcast. I'm literally already working on trying to see if I can port things over to
Right.
another thing. And then they finally get back to me and they say, hey, so
No.
no. You just aren't allowed to take out any money from the ads that you've earned.
So we just lose that money?
It's like $10 that we'd earned on there. So
But still, like it's
is what it is. Whatever. That's the fucking adult creator tax, right? Just constantly.
Yep,
Because then
I
when we go to take our money out somewhere, we also get charged in order to take it out and put it somewhere. Anyways, if you're an advertiser that is looking to work with us, we can take payment through ourselves and put you directly into the podcast episodes still. We
Yeah.
have full access to go into every single one of our past episodes and upload that commercial still. We just can't have you pay for it through the platform there. We have got other ways to do it though.
Yeah.
And it does not matter if you are a
Big company.
completely sex brand related, or if you're big, or if you're small. We're just looking for people that can partner with us and that want to help us grow.
Like it's the mutual growth,
Yeah,
you know.
I really like, I'm not, I would love to charge, obviously, and get paid for it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I want to grow this brand and I want to find brands that want to grow with us. Now, with that being said, all this thing about, all these companies not helping us, I will say we are still promoting this one. I've never even heard of this, like from this
Never
company.
talked to them.
I found them on TikTok on accident. I tried it and
Holy cow.
it is awesome. It's just this dark chocolate thing. You eat it and it makes the orgasm just 10 times stronger.
If not more.
And longer. I don't understand the science behind it,
I don't
but
either. And again, I had somebody ask, they're like, is it like a placebo effect? I'm like, I don't think so. Because, like, there'll be multiple days after I've had the chocolate that it'll still, like, I'll still feel the effects. And I'll have completely forgotten I've had the chocolate. Like, it could be 2 to 3 days after having it. And then I'm like, wow.
yeah,
Like,
there's
what
just
was
a
that? I'm like,
there's a
it's the
difference for
chocolate.
sure.
Yeah.
So if you guys are interested in checking out the TikTok shop on that one, Awkward Pillow Talk is the TikTok. Go down to our shop and check out Cum's Chocolate. Every time you buy a box, we get like $3 or something like that. So make sure you buy a bunch. Give them to your friends. I'm pretty sure if you buy three packs, then you get free shipping.
Okay,
Don't quote me
either
on that.
2 or 3, I don't remember. Maybe it's more. I don't know.
But y'all, it's legit. We let our friends try it.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, it worked.
Yep.
So it's not just us. I really think it's an awesome product, and it does essentially what we were hoping to get from the other brand that stopped communicating with us. So in the meantime, if you're looking for something, this is the way to go. I'm not trying to start drama. I just want to say that, like, we are trying to stay out of the fucking drama, y'all.
And the more that we try to stay out of it, God damn, it comes at us.
It keeps coming, but I'm not going to be chasing after companies anymore. You guys got to come back to me. And if we make an agreement and you don't follow through on it, I'm just going to be done. Right. I can't spend my time anymore chasing after it because it's ridiculous. And there's companies that I'm sure that they feel like maybe they haven't gotten enough back from us.
Right.
And if that's the case, let us know.
Right. Like, talk to us. Communicate. Communicate.
Because we're all about it. We'll reach out to people and say, hey, is there something else we can do more for you? Or maybe we missed an email from you.
Like,
I mean, we are
just checking in.
You know, like, we are real people. We're parents. We forget things.
Right.
But let's get a little bit sexy.
Oh?
So,
how so?
I wanted to break it down in this episode.
Uh-oh.
With a few things that you and I are looking for in 2025.
Okay.
Some specific scenarios that I would like to cast.
Uh-oh.
And I figure if we can explain it this way, because I keep on getting people to be like, well, what kind of scenario? So these are our pay-per-view types that we really like to film. And then maybe some ideas that, you know, we've played around with that we wouldn't mind filming. But this is going to be the part of the episode you're going to listen to and be like, okay, if I've wanted to, you know, be part of these or anything like that, this is what you're going to listen to. Now, not everybody's going to have a chance for this, guys.
Right.
Steph has final call, and just because you feel like you're the shit, even if you're super attractive and your mom tells you you're beautiful, it doesn't mean that she's going to go for it. The moon has to be at the right place in the sky. The sun can't be too hot. The wind can't be too loud. There's a bunch of things that go into it, so I can't tell you exactly, hey, you're definitely going to get picked.
Right.
It's just the way
it
is.
I mean, I can't even
play. There's luck of the draw. But there are certain things that we are looking for in particular. Now, the first one that I think we both agreed on that we wanted to prioritize a little bit was we want to film with a hot wife. We want to do the couple, you and I,
right,
with a hot wife, where preferably the husband's there in helping film.
Okay.
If not, then something we can send back.
Right.
And be like, hey, check this out. That to me would be hot, to somewhere it's just like us showing her off.
Right.
Hey, look at this. You know, look, how does your wife look with this? You know, things like that. I really, really enjoy that idea of it. And I would love to do a first time so we could actually speak to somebody and be like, hey. Now, I'm asking a lot there. I get that.
It's a lot.
I get that.
But
the second thing we're looking for is some non-virgin couples in very few select dudes. And I say that because I know the motherfuckers are going to come at me hard.
They're going to come so hard. But
we want to do the erotic photo shoot series again.
Right.
We want to get back into that. And I thought it would be fun. What if we did that with another couple as a way of doing a swap?
That'd be kind of cool.
Right. Where like you pick out a magazine, and it'd be me and the other chick that have to do it. And then I pick out a magazine, it'd be you and the other dude that have to go do it. Right. And we take each other's pictures kind of thing.
Okay.
Because we're all still together, you know, but that would be exciting to me. And of course, doing it with the solos or with the threesome, whatever, as well. Cool. Really, I just want to do as many of those erotic photo shoots as we can. Now, the key to getting on those, if you want to be part of that, because there's a key. You got to make sure you can stay hard. That is, we can do nothing with you in these photo shoots if you have no way of staying hard. And don't, unfortunately, false confidence doesn't always work in that scenario. So don't be too proud to, like, you know, take a blue chew if you have to. That's just how these scenarios work sometimes.
Yep. But it's okay. Like, we're not judging.
When you reach out to us, don't say, oh, you're so beautiful. I've been dreaming of you forever. I've wanted to have this moment. It's going to freak her out and be like, get the fuck away from me. She's not looking to fulfill a long-time fantasy of something that you've dreamed of forever.
Because I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, that's a little too much pressure.
Yeah.
Reach out and be like, hey, I saw that you guys were interested in casting for this. I'm clean. This is where I'm located. Here's my availability, the times that I'm usually able to meet. By the way, Monday through Friday during the day works best for us, if you were to, you know, throw that out there. And Willing to sign forms.
Yeah.
Willing to provide ID. And I understand you're not going to talk to me for 3 fucking weeks before this.
Right.
Nonstop. And then I'm going to get cold feet and back out.
Yep.
So there is a lot that goes into it, but it's real simple, guys. Where you got to be height, weight, proportionate. And that is really, I don't want to say non-negotiable, because there's a little bit of leniency in there, but you got to be hygiene wise and you got to be somewhat attractive. Nobody wants to watch an ugly person necessarily have sex.
Respectfully.
We are in the business of
making money
and making things that people want to watch. So
as hard as it might be to hear,
we can't help everybody.
Right.
We have to be mindful. And I hate being an asshole in that sense.
But right.
It just kind of is what it is.
You know, I realize that everybody's not going to think that they fall in that part of the category. So, like, they're going to shoot their shot. But, like, if you don't hear back from us, or you even have a thought that you may fall into the no category and you still don't hear from us, don't keep pushing. Just take that as your sign.
Yeah. The best way to, like, get cut off from us completely is to bomb us with messages.
On all the
different platforms. It's just immediately no. You've got to understand, we are not here for you. This is not like your personal fantasy. This is our life.
We choose. We are in charge.
We got to be in charge. So another scenario that we're looking for, and this one could be broken off into 2 different, you know, situations, is we're looking for a woman. Does not have to be married. Does not have to be a hot wife or whatever, but somebody that wants to come and do a reverse cuckold situation where you're filming
okay.
and I'm fucking, and also a girl.
Okay.
Because we had a really good girl that we shot a while ago that we don't really sell anymore right. out of respect. And I would like to do that again because right. it was really high quality. So if
good.
You are a female creator, you're looking to get into it, you're in the Central Florida area, you're willing to travel to us, we can certainly film. I can help set you up with all kinds of pictures. We can make it worth your day to come out
right.
and film with us, essentially.
Right.
So keep that in mind. And of course, the last thing we're looking for, as always, are virgins. We have not given up on the virgin quest. We're on 21 still. And we plan to keep going to who knows. And see, I feel like this is one of those things that, like, that's what people, when they hear, probably judge us on the most, is the virgin thing.
If they even hear about it.
If they get that far. But to me,
they might
it's
not.
Like, if you hear that and you don't know the full context behind it.
It sounds bad.
It doesn't sound good.
No.
And that's what worries about. That's what worries me about people making, you know,
their
own
assumptions
of things. Is when it gets to that, it sounds like we're predatory, and we're certainly not, like, not at all.
Like, if they even have, like, seen us in real life, they're gonna realize, no, we're just really awkward and non-predatory. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense,
like,
but like
everything is consenting. You know what I mean?
It is one of those things where, like, we use stage names. So it's like they would have to really dive into it to find that kind of stuff.
I also want to say, though, if you are one of these people listening to us and you are okay with it, please just come up to us and say, hey, I know what's up.
Yeah, she's like, I heard.
I'm cool.
You got
you'll be our new best friend.
You got someone on your side.
You'll probably be our new best friend, honest to God. Because
I mean, and we've been giving people the chance to, like, back out or back away from us. Like, person that told me, I told her, I was like, look, I don't want to, like, put you in between. And she didn't, you know, seem like it was a necessary thing to back off. And then we told another friend, I was like, hey, it's like, you know, this is what's happening. Here's your chance to, you know, back away and save your social standings. And she said, nope, you're stuck with us. So I was like, cool. Those are the people I want. Those are people that are like, I don't care.
Well, those are people that know. They've been over here. They know how we separate things. We've got a biometric lock on our fucking bedroom door.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it is so secure. We keep it so separated.
Right.
There's not a moment where, like, oh, let's be lazy and just, like, forget about this protection for our children. You know what
right.
I mean? It is the hardest part of the job is keeping it separated, but it's also one of the most important parts for
right.
us. So,
cause yeah, we're not going to have all these like toys lying around, or we're not going to have like,
we don't have random people coming through while they're home during
right.
the day. The only times they've met somebody that like would even be part of that is if it was a friend, like somebody that like became a friend.
Right. Like, and it's only been a handful of times.
Right. If that.
If that. So it's because we met up with them multiple times and trusted them and they trusted us that everybody was safe and, you know, the kids could not be aware. And I know that sounds bad, but like, you know, it's one of those things where like, they're just cool people and they wanted to hang out with us outside of that kind of situation. So we made it work.
And, you know, we have vanilla friends that we do not sleep with. There's not going to be a point where we're like, oh, we're going to try to like sleep with you. Obviously, you know, if you're into this lifestyle, you let us know and we're never going to be the people that make the move.
Yeah.
So like, you don't have to worry about me all of a sudden coming up and grabbing an ass cheek of your wife or something.
Or like just start not, like rubbing on like,
it is not who I am. It's not who she is. Everything that we do is very well boundaried.
Yes.
Another thing that Steph and I are looking into getting into. Oh, well, before I get into that, we should say the last filming idea, we're trying to do Secret Spouse again too. If we can get a few couples together.
Yeah.
Secret Spouse is where you, one person is blindfolded and they have to guess who their spouse is.
So like if
from a group of people. So right. We typically have three or four couples there and we would do it that way. It is hilarious. It is hot.
Yeah, we filmed it a while back.
Amazing. And we can't. Well, if it's something you're interested in seeing, message us and we'll figure something out. But it is really fun. We would like to do that again. All right. So starting in February, Steph and I are going to start doing some limited coaching sessions with some couples that are looking to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, we are not professionals by any means. We should just
preface that.
Yeah. We're two people that just understand communication a little differently. And we think we can provide some perspective to some couples that may be interested.
Whether it's just advice or like actual, like, I mean, it's not going to be like guaranteed.
No, there's no guarantee here. And eventually this may be something we charge for, but for the first three couples that we want to deal with, we want to do it for free. Now the idea with this, and this is the tricky part, and I would understand if nobody signs up for it, but we want to keep these interviews and have them on the podcast.
Right.
And this is something
obviously we would not give out their names.
Yeah, we will make sure everything is nice and secure.
Right.
But what I want to do is essentially assign couple number one, couple number two, couple number three, almost like we do with the virgins.
Right.
And I want us to be able to track them and say, hey, here is essentially the scenario that they were in. Here's how they navigated it. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to take these situations and basically be able to say, hey, you know, I worked with another couple that was like this before. You should listen to this episode and hear how they did it.
Right. Because and how they worked through their
so much of the human or whatever condition involves trusting that somebody else has gone and done this before.
Right. Knowing that you're not the only one in these situations makes it almost feel better. Like, I know that makes it feel less special that like you're not the only one that has this problem, but it also is very comforting knowing that I'm not crazy. I'm not the only one that
I'm not
going
to necessarily ruin my marriage or right. I'm not going to whatever, because this person had the same exact situation.
Right.
You can't continually take your advice from couples that don't match what you're going through.
Right.
Part of our coaching is going to be essentially creating your bubble within your relationship and figuring out how to block out these external factors, how to explore with your partner without feeling weird about exploring with your partner. Because the reason you're going to feel weird isn't probably because you feel like your partner is going to like embarrass you.
Right.
It's what if somebody else found out about this?
Right.
That's where it all comes down to. So we want to be able to work on things. We're going to give you exercises and stuff like that that you'll do. And then you'll come back the next week and we'll talk about it and we'll see how it worked.
Right.
6 weeks, I think, is kind of what I have in my head for the whole process, but who the fuck knows? I could change it on a dime. Y'all know how this works.
The ADHD hits and poof.
Now, I really don't think I will, because as we've proven with the virgins, we've obviously got a track record with
right.
wanting to actually help people.
Right.
And that's really the best motivator for me, is to actually be able
good.
To fully help somebody. So if this is something you're interested in, we promise not to push you into swinging if that's not something that you're into. If it is something that you're looking into, you know, we can definitely advise you on the first steps or just different ways to kind of start thinking about
dipping the toes.
Maybe opening your mind up and just, maybe that's what it really is opening your mind up sexually, you know?
Yeah.
Is we're not trying to convince you to go on a certain path. We're trying to convince you to open yourself up to allow the path to come at you, so to speak.
Okay.
If it's something you're interested in, email me, theawkwardpillowtalkpodcast@gmail.com, and I will send you back a little bit of a survey. It's going to ask questions. It'll ask for a few pictures, because even though your picture won't show up anywhere, we want to see what you look like. We're just
curious.
It helps us.
Right.
We want to figure out really a lot of the details about, you know, your life, personal life, how much time you have together. You got kids, you got activities you do together. Things like that are going to be what helps Steph and I kind of sit back and be like, all right,
this
is how it's going to work better. And these conversations that we have with you, just know that none of the what we tell you is the truth. It is just our opinions on things and how
and
we see them.
It's all confidential.
It's all confidential, other than the fact you're going to be listening to it on a fucking podcast.
Right.
What she means by confidential is your identity will be protected.
Yes. Like, I mean, yes, I guess that's what I meant.
But we really think it would be a lot of fun to be able to do this kind of stuff. And eventually, I mean, heck, we could start doing it the same way the virgins. All right, ready for your first swap? Let's do it.
Yeah.
But in due time.
Down the line.
If it is something, though, that you're interested in, really, you can check out the website, too, virginitysnatchers.com. We've got a link on there that'll get you a hold of us. And just make sure you mention that you're interested in that. I don't have the full form up on the site yet.
This is still baby.
Yeah, I don't have the full form, but just you can just send out an inquiry and be like, hey, we're interested. And I know we've got one couple kind of waiting for an email right now. So we will hopefully hear from them and get them on board. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. I'm sure of it. So the next episode that we have, hopefully we'll have a real fun update. I know that we've been speaking to a couple of couples.
A couple of couples.
It could just because I want to have some fun games. I want to do some fun games, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've gotten to do that kind of dirty stuff. And as always, thank you for the support. We have the TikTok shop. Make sure you check that out, Awkward Pillow Talk. Check out these chocolates right there. So fucking legit.
Super legit.
VirginitySnatchers.com, AwkwardPillowTalk.com, AwkwardTalk.com, and advertisers as well. If you're looking to reach out, the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast at gmail.com is your best bet. Or you can find us on Twitter, StephanieClassX. Is going to be your best way to get a hold of us on Twitter. We'll catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
Awkward people. Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like
nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.